thinking about buying or selling a house, or just want to know what might be going on with one of your biggest investments? Then come hang out with us for a little while. Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwell, and welcome to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show on AM 950, Sundays at noon, and soon to be on the CW23, Fridays at 8:30. We are sponsored by Bricks Real Estate, Network Title, Eric Bloomstrand and Chad Preby with Bell Bank Mortgage, Structure Tech Home Inspections, and James Tolfson with Country Financial, Brian Cregan with Cregan's Construction, and Gray Duck Home Staging and Design. You can also check us out online anytime at TwinCitiesRealEstateShow.com. Again, that's TwinCitiesRealEstateShow.com. There you'll find our past shows, our weekly market updates, along with the latest and greatest home searching and researching tools. And I can't forget to mention our free publications, The Smart Home Buyer, The Smart Seller, and The Bricks Report. Check all of those out. There's great information in there. Whether you just want to keep your pulse on the market, or if you're thinking about buying and selling and how to get your home ready, or how to prepare yourself when getting ready to buy a home. If you have any questions for us, you can give us a call during or after the show at 651-303-0019. Again, 651-303-0019, or you can submit them at the Bricks or at the Twin Cities Real Estate Show.com. Today, we're going to be talking about, should you buy now, buy tomorrow, or buy next year? I know there's a lot of frustration for buyers out there in the market. Joining me in studio today, Chad Preby. Thank you.
Yep. Thanks, Kirk. Good to be back.
And Jilly Jenkins, Bricks Real Estate. Thank you again for coming in. Excited. So we're going to be discussing this topic that is creating a lot of frustration for home buyers out there right now, what to do with our market and how crazy it's been.
It is absolutely insane.
Yeah. Hardest market I've ever been in.
And my guess is the hardest market we'll see in our careers.
I hope so.
Yeah.
You know, good news. I mean, a few weeks back in my market updates, I was saying, you know, it looks like we've bottomed out as far as inventory, and we're definitely showing signs that's the case. We're starting to come up off that bottom, yeah. And that should help. But how did we get to this quote unquote bottom? Now, what do I mean by that? I'm not talking bottom with prices. Prices are peaking, right? Or peaked, yeah. Right? We're talking about amount of inventory that's put us in this position. So I kind of want to recap what happened in 2020, right? For those who didn't know.
Yeah.
The pandemic caused a lot of, at first, uncertainty in our market. Right. And then kind of this shift into get out of apartments, get into single family houses. And the problem is the inventory just wasn't there. So we came into last year with historically low inventory to begin with anyway.
Already starting.
And our market started, you know, picking up steam as it normally does. And then lo and behold, late February, March, you know, the scares of the pandemic come in, lockdowns and stuff come into place, and our market nosedives as far as activity is concerned.
Yep. Shut off.
Right. So we were going from 3,000-4,000 showings in Minneapolis, St. Paul, 200-400K, down into like the 1,000 showings. You know,
I had every single client when everything shut down the first round call me and say, "I gotta wait. I don't know what's going on," and rightfully so. No one knew what was happening. You know. Right. It was crazy.
And there was just a lot of uncertainty. What are things going to do? Where are we at with jobs? And I was in the same boat. You know, I'd say at least 75% of my clients kind of same thing.
Yeah. Right. Are we going to die?
right.
Well, there was a lot of crazy stuff going on. What is happening?
Yeah.
Am I going to have a job?
That's
the big one.
Right. Well, we didn't know. Are we going to be able to show houses? Are we going to be able to
How
go
can
to closings?
We show houses?
Are we
yeah.
going to be, yeah, yeah. put things under contract? How's all that going to happen? So, you know, that didn't last terribly long. A couple of weeks as far as the uncertainty, maybe a month-ish. And then it kind of came to this, well, if we're going to be locked down, we want to have a house, or I need a home office now. Mm-hmm. Right. You know, Zoom calls and all of that started kicking in, right? And so this demand started to come. And before you know it, we were back getting up to these higher rates of showing activity within a few months. But what didn't really pick up was the listing inventory. When we got into late March into April, that was it. It didn't really pick back up a whole lot. You know, we did get some more later, but not the fastest pace of growth was, you know, February into March and a little bit of March, and then it just kind of stopped.
Yep.
So we didn't get 40-50% of what we would normally get.
And usually when it's March, April, if you're an agent, you're not stopping.
Right.
Usually there's a lot to show.
Right. Yeah. It's the busiest month.
Yeah. A lot of listings.
Well, on the mortgage side, you know, a lot of things were happening too in March where, because of the uncertainty, mortgage rates spiked, right? They went up and then they went down and they went up and they went down.
The roller coaster.
And didn't they pull all of their programs?
Guidelines were changing.
Oh, yeah. They were going up to 680 credit scores or something like that?
Yeah. We went up to a 680 at one point, and it was like a roller coaster every minute. And I tell you, so I went from being a, pretty much 99% purchase business to shifting gears overnight into a refinance mindset with rates like an EKG machine up and down and up and down.
Yeah.
So it was hard to tread those waters and stay on top of it because no one knew what was going on.
Yeah.
You know, well, it was insane.
I know just in our company discussing which way is the market going to go, you know, at those times.
And that was when I first started interviewing with you guys, and I met with Danny and talked with Danny, where I was concerned, what brokerage should I be moving to? It's in the worst time of the of the history of real estate to change brokerages.
Spot.
And I was very happy to choose Bricks because you guys had a financial plan for everyone who was working with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's
great. We looked at, you know, how are we going to go through this year, you know, budgeting appropriately so we're not in a position of potential issues, right?
Right.
So we get to August, and by August, the buyers are at full steam out there, buying. It was incredibly competitive, right? And so houses are flying off the market. It's multiple offers. And then election time starts to come, election season into September. And just as the temperature started to cool, so did the market. It went down very fast as far as showing activity, to the point where it almost became a stable market again in the course of 2 months. Now, we'll talk about this more in the next segment, but that's actually not unheard of for our market to cool in a matter of a couple months. But it's just the time of year that it happened. Normally, August, September, October, it's a pretty good pace that's out there.
Yep.
So election time happens, and it's like, okay, game on again. Let's go buy in, right?
Boom.
And there was no in December. It felt like a normal spring market.
I never stopped working. Usually, I have a slower December. It did not stop.
No.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
I had with my clients. I had a majority of them that, you know, we basically made the decision to put the search temporarily on hold. And we'll be getting to this buy now, buy tomorrow, buy next year in the next segment. But, you know, I said, hey, just wait a little bit. We're going to get a break around election time. And as soon as we got into September, I put 14 buyers under contract in the matter of just a few weeks because they were playing the market. They were being smart about it. And you can play this market too.
Well, they were being educated about it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they were following. And we got some great graphs we're going to get into. And for our radio listeners, I'll walk you through what we're looking at. But, you know, we now are in this position where we come into this year with this incredibly low inventory, even lower than the previous year, and this buyer demand. The difference being is sellers aren't as afraid. The only thing that's really holding sellers back is their ability to find something.
To buy.
Right.
And buyers are putting so much on the line right now. And, you know, great for them in the sense of their, you know, if they want to risk waiving inspections and putting out all sorts of, maybe risky guarantees or whatever they may be doing. And obviously you got to talk through each situation with your agent. But that is pulling buyers out of the market at the same pace. They are finding homes. They are getting homes, which means we're actually seeing the total number of showings peeling off slowly. And again, we'll get more into that when we come back. If you do have questions for us, before we take our commercial break, give our number out again. It is 651-303-0019. Again, 651-303-0019. Or check us out online anytime at TwinCitiesRealEstateShow.com. We'll be right back.
The one constant in life is change. Throughout our lives, we will go down roads that we never imagined, and we need to be prepared for whatever comes our way. Want to own your future? Contact Country Financial Representative James Tovson. James can help put a solid plan in place with insurance solutions to help make sure you're protected for what lies ahead. Get started today. Contact James Tovson in Minneapolis at 651-365-3408 for Country Financial.
Hi, this is Kirk Duckwall with the House Geeks and the Twin Cities Real Estate Show here on AM 950. If you're thinking about making a move, check out our free books, which you can request at housegeeks.com. The Smart Home Buyer Book is a guide through one of your biggest financial decisions. This book covers how to find some of the best values on homes and loans, how to navigate and negotiate on homes with multiple offers, all the way through getting what you want out of your inspection contingency. Don't forget about our Smart Seller, a guide through the sale process and maximizing value. In this book, we cover how to prepare your home for sale, knowing how long it will take for your home to sell, and how to determine what your home will sell for. We also uncover the truth behind instant offers. If you would like a copy of either of these free books, check us out online at housegeeks.com to request yours today.
Network Title knows it's the little things that make big things happen, like protecting homebuyers from title defects. As an independently owned and operated full-service title company, we specialize in all the important details. We come to where you want to close, even nights or weekends. We'll even bring fresh baked cookies. Network Title, stress-free closings since 1993. Work with a company that puts you first. For details, go to network-title.com or give us a call at 651-482-9514.
Who do we trust to help with our mortgages? It's Eric Bloomstrand and Chad Preby with Bell Bank Mortgage. Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall with the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. If you're looking for great service, many loan options to choose from, and competitive pricing, give Eric and Chad a call at 651-207-9274. Again, that is 651-207-9274. NMLS numbers 274211 and 1462493.
Sometimes when you have more questions than answers about insurance and financial services, it might seem easier to do nothing at all. At Country Financial, we know that every situation is unique and believe that even the biggest goals start with simple steps. So when it comes to protecting the things you love and planning for the future, don't get overwhelmed. Get started with Country Financial. Contact James Tovson today at 651-365-3408.
Hi, this is Kirk Duckwall with the Twin Cities Real Estate Show here on AM 950. If you listen to our show, you'll hear me say, if you wait until it's green outside, you will miss out on some green. This is more true than ever. In the Twin Cities, we're currently experiencing the best seller's market we've ever seen. To learn the safe and smart way to get the most for your house, check us out online at housegeeks.com or give me a call, 651-303-0019. Welcome back to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show on AM 950 and soon to be CW 23, Fridays at 8:30. Of course, AM 950, Sundays at noon. Obviously, anybody who's listening right now knows that. Right? Yeah. Today, we're talking about should you buy now, buy tomorrow, or wait to buy next year. We got a lot I want to cover here in this segment. Luckily, this is a longer segment as to I don't have the giant introduction to do. Okay, so... what does a normal year look like? We had a peak in August. That's not normal.
That's not
so we got to take last year out of the equation. We know where we're starting this year, but we can't make our judgment of where we're going to go.
Last year was
an
anomaly.
It was. It was. Absolutely.
And usually we were saying it goes kind of starting going up January, going up, and then after the Super Bowl, it really, in my opinion, hits. That's when the market hits. And then it keeps going up, right, kind of through May, June-ish. Then we have, I feel like, a little bit of a lull in like June, July, a little bit of peak again in the fall because people want to get in before winter, and then it starts to go down a little bit again.
Wait, doesn't the spring market start in the springtime?
Like
April?
No. Yeah, well, and that's a great point. And your feelings are backed up by the data. You're absolutely right. We start, things pick up. We say on this show all the time, if you wait until it's green outside, you're going to miss out on some green, right? So you want to, the market really reacts, and we're going to show a chart here in a minute. A normal year, the market starts off, you basically notice a doubling of showing activity in 1 week's period of time. The week after, or the week of New Year's into that next week, it doubles. And then it almost, you know, it picks up another 30% the following week. And that kind of just holds, and you hit it dead on. Super Bowl. As soon as Super Bowl is over,
that?
I don't know.
It's Super Bowl every year.
Maybe
after
people
want
to have their Super Bowl party,
stop.
and now it's time to sell the house. So, yeah, you have this, it really starts picking up pace. Buyers are really getting out there. And the smart sellers, they're getting their home on the market right around that period of time. That is the perfect time. Buyers don't care about your gardens. Buyers don't care about it, everything picked up outside. They want to be in that house and working on stuff when spring actually hits.
We don't have much time in Minnesota.
Right, no, we don't.
We got to get it done.
Yeah. And so that is, no matter how you feel, no matter what you think, that's what the data backs up. It is that market reacts in that Super Bowl time frame. Now, most sellers aren't putting their homes on, though, at that point. The most buyers are out there shopping. Most sellers aren't. By April into May, Easter, things start warming up. That's when we start seeing the inventory dumping into the marketplace. Yep. Like this year, we've been seeing a few weeks running where we're getting 2,000-plus listings in a seven-day time frame that are hitting. That is slowing down the market. So the people that waited for it to be green are the ones who are actually hurting themselves because now they're putting their houses into this marketplace where it is easing it back. The effects of this, though, aren't really felt until June, July.
Yeah.
You hit it on the head, you know, nail on the head there. So that is what our market normally does, kind of lulls a little bit. And Carly, do you want to throw up our chart here real quick as to appreciation in the Twin Cities? And so if you're looking at this, you're watching online, you can see that we basically have a line going back to 2016 where the median sale price was at 220. Now we're up to 310, up 9.2% on a 12-month rolling basis. And I love this chart because I think this is how a lot of real estate agents and a lot of home sellers and maybe even buyers imagine the market to be. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about how that isn't really the case. But for those who are thinking about waiting, right? How do we time the market? Are you frustrated out there right now because how fast-paced it is? Well, guess what? If you sign a 12-month lease and come back into this market again in 12 months, you are going to be in exactly the same boat. The difference being is you're going to pay approximately $28,500 more for the same median sale price home.
Yeah.
And then I get, well, that's not going to happen to me. No, it will.
Yeah.
It will happen
and
to you.
And you just spent, on average, $18,000 for the past year in rent.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so we get to this, what we call cost of saving. Mm-hmm. I can show any home buyer, pull up every community. We can talk about any period of time over the last 10 years and go, look at these differentials. You know, and people will, well, that's not what I'm looking for. And, okay, let's pull up what you're looking for. Let's look at that spread. That gain is always there.
Right.
And, you know, if somebody is waiting for a market crash, I'm sorry, it's not going to happen.
No.
At the time the market crashed, there was a lot more money that was being handed out in a sense that, you know, for basically unqualified buyers in a sense, right? Right.
Yeah.
It was just being, it was here, you can get a loan. You don't even have to show your income.
You got a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I got a loan at that time. Yeah. I probably shouldn't have gotten
and
one.
Let me tell you what your income is to qualify.
Yeah. My sister in college had a job as a loan, as a mortgage lender. And she had worked at Abercrombie before that. And the literally office moved overnight. It was a shady lending situation.
Yeah. So, I mean, we were very limited regulation. It was a very different marketplace. And the biggest thing is there was 36,000 listings in our Twin Cities marketplace at that time.
Right.
We're at 5,200 and some listings at this moment. Mm-hmm. And we've been anywhere but on, you know, Carly, I'm going to ask you to do something that I didn't talk to you about, but can you just go over here to homes for sale and click on that?
So I think what you guys are saying,
we just keep going down, right? Yeah. That our market overall, it's I think we're on the 12-month rolling, but the trend line is down. And we haven't seen anything to even resemble a crash. Carly, you want to go back to the sale price one here? And now let's change this up to the monthly and timing out our market.
This is great.
This is where you want to save money. If you want to take advantage of the crash, take advantage of the annual crash, because every year our market fluctuates and there are times that you can take advantage of this. And so for the radio listeners now, the chart, instead of a line going directly up, it's almost like saw teeth. Yeah, or a roller coaster, right? That it goes up, it goes down. Now, overall, the trend is up on a 12-month line. But if you want to be strategic about it, as you can see, there is this dip that happens every kind of middle of the summer. Now, those timelines actually fall 2 months, 1 month to 2 months earlier. So you could save 10-20K depending on how you time out the market. If you're frustrated now and your lease is coming to an end, get on a month-to-month lease.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, please be on a month-to-month lease. So
get on a month. The worst thing you can do is put yourself right back in, play the lease roulette, inject yourself into a market in 12 months from now where we're going to still be fast.
You're not doing a benefit to yourself.
Now, is it going to be 20 offers on a property next year at this time? No. No, you can quote me on that. We're not going to be in that boat as any sort of average, right?
Right.
That it is going to be slower. But the rate of appreciation, it's still going to be there.
Right.
And we should probably talk about interest rates really quick, right?
Yeah. I mean, what has happened? I mean, rates, they did start to move up.
Yeah. We saw about 0.25%, if not maybe a little more in some programs. But we saw that increase there right off the bat. And we all knew we were going to have a little bit of a rate increase here in 2021, and it took off. We had a rate increase right away. Now they're back down about 0.25%. Mm-hmm. So market's strong. I mean, we are seeing good things in the mortgage market, strong lending habits. We're starting to loosen up a little bit from the COVID requirements that we saw before. We're starting getting back into the more traditional lending, which is good. But
if someone was to say, I'm going to wait a year to buy, we're going to be back, just like Kirk said, into the market's going to be up again. But for you, for interest rates, what do you see for a year out from now?
Year out.
Yeah, thank you. I think we're going to be pretty close to where we're at. I mean, I think they're going to go up a little bit. Mm-hmm. But from what I read and what I hear, I don't think we're in for a big, huge increase in rates over the next year.
So that's with rates historically low, kind of just quick recap, buy now, buy tomorrow, buy next year, buy tomorrow, right? Just sit tight for a little bit, get some breathing room, let the market slow a little bit more as it has been. So when tracking the marketplace, we're actually down 5 weeks running on the average showings per listing. So it is getting there. The problem is we're coming off this huge peak that we've been on.
Right.
So yeah, that's all we have this week. Look forward to having you join us next week. Take care. Be safe.
Thank you guys.
Have a good week, guys.